I'm your trouble.
Absolutely and positively. How are you doing?
Not bad. I'm going to go get my daughter bought me a cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm getting ready to get down and get me some breakfast.
All right, that sounds like a good thing. You feeling well?
Yeah, Richie, I'm really doing good. I don't complain about, you know, I'm doing good. I can get up and walk as long as I can walk, you know, not far, you know, without the walk up, but I can walk, and I do that every day to try to keep myself together, you know. But other than that, everything else is good. You know, my son called, told me this morning, happy Veterans Day, so I feel okay.
That's good. And one of these days you'll get that better antenna up there and have a really good clear signal coming in here.
Yeah. You know I gotta get, well, my son said he's gonna help me and my daughter helped me the last time. So yeah, I got it right here. I'm looking at it in my room. I just gotta get it up. I'm gonna get it to the attic first and then further, you know, if neighborhood allows me, I'll put it on the roof. If not, I'll work out of the attic.
Yeah, I don't know. It shouldn't be a problem putting it on the roof. You know, a beam might be a little more of a problem, but some kind of a vertical is usually not a problem. I've been careful about what I put on my roof because I'm on a main street and it's very visible. But if the same house were around the corner, I wouldn't have a problem putting a beam on top. Anyway, you know, you'll get to it. What's the rush, Sam? Let's see. It's only 2 years, 3 years.
You're right. I'm not in a rush, Rich. I got a really good radio, this Yahoo. Not Yahoo. I can't say his name. You know, the Japanese one. Yeah, whatever. But no, there's no rush on it. And you're right. As long as I can talk to somebody and hear you guys talk. You know, I heard a guy last night say he had a wire antenna. And he said it was reflecting into his speakers and everything.
Yeah, I missed a little bit of what you said there, Sam, but eventually you'll get to it. Yeah, you know what it is? It's just the, you know, it could be me also, but the audio is a little bit on the low side. And you have a little bit of a trip to the repeater. That seems to be a tough area where you are. I used to have somebody in Freeport that had a hard time hitting it, Merrick. You know, there's probably stuff in the middle there that interferes. Interesting. Sometimes it's interesting to look at a Google map and look at the topography and see what actually interferes having a direct line to an antenna that's 630 feet up in the air. You know, you would think you wouldn't have a problem, but sometimes you do. K2KNB.
Yeah, KD2NSJ. Yeah, you're right. I switch antennas now. This is to the other antenna I'm talking off now, so maybe it's a little better. Okay, Rich, I just want to say good morning to everybody, and thank you for picking it up. And I'm going to the breakfast. KD2NSJ on your final.
All right, Sam, very good. Yeah, that is a little better. A little better audio. And it'll probably be a little better after you have breakfast to get a little strength in there. All right, catch you later. K2KND 73.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Thanks for picking me up. You're really a good guy. That's why I call you. I heard you say one day you were rich, so I say Richie Rich. You remember that cartoon guy, right? All right, take care, KD2NSJ.
Yeah, Sam, I'll tell you one quick story. You have one more minute?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead.
So I used to do some credit work for a company, and I'm calling a guy that's in the oil business, and I swear his name was something like Richie Rich. I think his last name was Rich, but I don't remember if it was Richie Rich or Robin Rich, whatever it is. Anyway, I'm doing the credit checks on him. So I call, like, ExxonMobil. Oh, yeah, this guy has a multi-million dollar credit line with him, you know, good account. Call another company, same thing. I call a third company, and again, it's like Shell Oil, you know, Mobile, Exxon, whatever, and I'm talking to the credit manager there, and he goes, yeah, Mr. Rich has like a $10 million credit line with him, and if I don't have his money in 30 days, I check my calendar because my calendar is probably wrong.
Oh, my God. Did you have the money?
Yeah, he was, he's a multimillionaire, but he was in the oil business. He bought, he bought and sold oil, maybe for a spot market or whatever the case is. But, you know, I'm just saying from that point of view of a credit reference, could you ask for any better credit reference?
No, oh my God, Rich. did he grease your palm?
No, but it is funny when you do credit references. Probably write a whole book about something like that. I mean, here I'm dealing with major corporations asking for credit information. But, you know, sometimes people give you credit information, you'll get a thing like, you call Joe Smith for a credit reference. So you call Joe Smith. Mr. Smith, are you related to the guy that we're doing the credit reference for? Oh, yeah, he's my brother-in-law, but he's a really good guy. You know, he'll always pay his bill in time. No, that's not the way credit works, you know?
Yeah, you're right, Rich. I remember times where you called for a job reference and you put down your cousin's or your brother's address and number, and they call and say, yeah, Sam works there. Yeah, he's a good employee, always on time. So I know how that goes.
Yeah, the other thing is sometimes they would put down the telephone company or the electric company, gas company, for a credit reference. And you would kind of expect that a business would pay those bills because otherwise they're going to shut the doors. But, you know, at the same time, when you call a credit reference, a company, a real company that the guy deals with, and he's 45 days or 60 days or 90 days late, you know, it's not the same. But, sure, you're going to pay your electric bill and your gas bill, but that's what people would send in for credit references.
Yeah, Rich, but I know you wonder, why would you be late if you got that kind of money?
Well, no, it's not that. It's not the guy who has the money, Sam. But let's say I was doing a credit reference on you. You had a startup business. And I don't know, let's say you were buying, pick an item, you're buying carriages. I don't know. And you're buying them from a company, but you're late paying the carriage company. You're 45 days, 60 days, 90 days. You want to avoid giving that to me as a credit reference, because if I'm giving you credit, I don't want somebody who's paying me 60 days or 90 days late. So what happens is people would give their electric company or their gas company or their insurance company as a credit reference. Because like I said, you're not going to be late on those bills because they'll shut you down. So it's not a good credit reference, and you have to, you know, as someone who's checking credit, you have to go beyond that and say that's a silly credit reference. Now tell me who you're actually buying products from.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I would give the gas company because you know you need your gas. All right, Rich, man, you're dealing with some big timers. All right, Rich, have a good day, man. It's nice talking to you. I like you all the time. Rich, I don't know. I haven't heard from my friend in a while. Did you hear from Antonio?
Yeah, he's been suspended for 30 days, and we'll see what happens. I don't think he wants to come back, but you know, that's the end of that, so we'll see.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't want to get involved with that. I thought he was sick because he said he had to get a stent or something like that, and I thought the worst. Okay, Rich, thanks for letting me know. And good morning to you, KT2NSJ.
Hi, right, Sam. Very good. Enjoy your breakfast, KT2K and me.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you. WHCC, W-H-C-D-O. You're around, Steve.
W-2-V-L, repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W-2-V-L, repeater.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening.
W-2-V-L, repeater.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening.
W-2-V-L, repeater.
W-H-C-L, the B-B-C-S-C.
KD2KNH Mobile.
Hey Charlie, WB2ZSC.
Good morning, Steve. How was your weekend?
Uneventful, which I guess is good.
Well, it did fly by quickly. It's amazing how quickly your weekend goes.
Yep, I know what you mean. Anyway, just trying to get into the office, had to stop and take care of something on the way in.
Well, if traffic's as nice for you as it is for me, that shouldn't be a problem today.
Yeah, no, it's quiet so far. You know, but as you get closer to the city, that changes.
Yeah, I know. My problem is there may not be enough people open out here. I might be stuck working in the office, and that's never a good thing.
You know, it's holidays. Anyway, yeah, I gotta see if I can set up a few things I got going on later in the week. See what happens.
Well, I've been lucky enough to put out most of my fires. Nothing major, so I'm happy. It's when you get a couple of people having problems, you can't nail it down. It can drive you crazy.
Yep, I know what you mean. I'm gonna take today as an advantage of catching up on things. I don't think I've got much scheduled.
That's a good thing. Nice to have time to catch up. I wish I could clean up my desk. Got piles and piles of things on it, and things saved for just in case, you know. Too many just in case things. And when you decide to clean up and throw them out, a week later you need them.
Yeah, I know exactly the circumstance, and that's exactly what I have to do. It's just gotten out of hand, and depending on what they got going when I get in, we'll determine what I'm going to do.
All right, well, you have a good day. Jumping off to my next stop, and hopefully I'll pick up a couple of more. You have a good day, Steve. KD2KNH clear.
Have fun. WB2ZSC.
You up for a phone call? WHCDL.
Yeah, I am. It sounds like you're kind of sleepy, though.
No, I'm down in the living room. I'll call you on the phone.
WB2ZSC.
All right, WHCDL.
SA W2VL repeater.
You in the mobile.
Good morning, George. 82OGB.
Good morning, Craig. As we celebrate the last nice day of this week, it's downhill from here, man.
No, it's going to get colder and colder. And speaking of, since it's already colder, my tires are already almost getting low on my Jeep, so I gotta fix that before I drive out to Levittown this Wednesday. I'm not driving all the way out there with that light on.
Craig, I did it Friday, I think. Thursday or Friday I did it. Each tire needed at least 5 pounds because winter air is got less pressure to begin with. We know that.
Yeah, when it's colder, it loses air pressure, but when it's warmer or hotter out, it actually gains air pressure. I've actually had it say 41 one time on my dashboard for almost all of them, which is very high.
We know that. It's the expansion and contraction of the gases.
But technically, if the pressure gets too high, technically can the tire blow?
Well, I don't think it really... the difference between, let's say, 75 degrees and 30 degrees, I don't think you're really more than maybe 10 or 15% in pressure. I mean, you're not going to blow a tire until, like, you're getting it hot with 50 pounds or 60 pounds in it. So if you're going from 30 to 35 or from 30 down to 26, I don't think it, you know, it just has to do with the handling of the vehicle.
Because when I started my car last night on the way out from work, it's my front passenger tire that's actually the red flag that it's low. It's like 29, so that's what it was pointing out to me. Then it was showing 34 on my front and back driver side, and then it was showing 32 for my back passenger tire. And as I drive, they go maybe 1 or 2 pounds higher, but then that's it, and then it stays like that. So it says in place of 36 at least.
You're better off checking it probably tomorrow morning and bringing it to your proper pressure and leaving it like that for the winter. I think tomorrow morning, maybe in the 30s or something like that.
Okay, I'll consider that. But yeah, I'm off all of today, so I could technically do it now if I wanted to, but I'm not going to because I have other things I got to do. I got to bring stuff inside the shed since winter is coming along. And unfortunately, I have been forced to bag leaves, and I really don't feel like doing that right now.
Where do you have to do that?
Well, of course, I was told at least 10 and then call it a day, and I'm like, fine, I'll do it. But Wednesday I'm off for the whole entire day, even though I asked for parcels, so yeah, I'll check them then, but that's pretty much it on my end. What are you up to?
Right now I'm going to help somebody check out a car. But where do you have to do the leaf bagging?
The way back end of the backyard, there's leaves all over the place. There's more toward my old playhouse, there's more toward the old
the old pond, which we filled in, but there's still a pile of dirt that we got to get rid of. We were going to have a pond, but then we filled it in because we don't want it anymore, so we got to figure out a way to flatten all that out and turn it into grass.
As far as that leaf bagging goes, put on a pair of gloves and whistle while you work. Get a nice workout. KD2FIU in the mobile.
Actually, love to sing to myself while I do my work. That's what I like to do. Anyway, I'm going to get back to what I need to do here, and then I'm going to start heading outside and start doing that work. So, I'll catch you later. KD2FIU, KD2OGB. I'll be listening for now.
73 Craig, KD2FIU, mobile.
W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
I can't make you out. Your signal is very into the repeater and it's in and out.
thing, the reason why I was talking about it is because I like to tell you how, you know, going on, what goes on over there. I don't know too much about it.
MAR is testing. MAR testing, anybody on frequency? KB2 MAR is clear.